Yes, please have a seat. I really appreciate you joining us. Yes, this is Bill, our HR rep. I asked him to be here today as a witness. I'm very sorry to say this, but we've recently gotten some reports from various coworkers citing inappropriate behavior and comments from you regarding some of the female staff. Yes, I do understand this is a very charged conversation, but please, I do ask you to remain civil here. As noted, we've gotten numerous reports of unwanted flirting, 2 to 3 incidents of unwanted physical contact, such as hugging. And even sharing lunch repeatedly with one coworker in particular. Oh, I'm sorry. Please excuse that last one. That one was just from personal observation, but not a direct complaint. Anyway, moving forward, I'm afraid, per our company's zero tolerance policy on sexual harassment, we're going to have to terminate your employment, effective immediately. In addition to this, we'll have to immediately reclaim the company vehicle and apartment we've provided for you. Please have your items and belongings removed from both spaces within 7 days. Yes, I understand this may put you in a difficult situation, but my hands are tied here. I'm afraid this comes from a higher place than me. If our investors found out about this, it could ruin all of us. If you were in my place, I'm sure you would understand. No severance or exit package will be provided, I'm afraid. However, you're welcome to grab some snacks from the kitchen. Wait, don't go! Wow, it is you. Oh my God, you're freezing. Please get inside the car. Yes, I don't care if you're dirty. Get your ass in here before you freeze to death. Oh my God, you poor thing. What happened to you? Homeless? Lost everything? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I really didn't expect this to be the result of you losing your job. I didn't have a choice, really. I loved working with you. You were one of our best employees. It really broke my heart to let you go. Please don't be mad at me. I didn't have a choice, I swear. I fought so hard for you. I really did. I was just so scared of losing my job if I didn't fire you. And now you're homeless, and I don't know how I'm gonna forgive myself. You're really sweet to say that. I should be the one comforting you. How are you feeling? I turned the seat warmers all the way up. Are you okay? I'm so glad. Well, since I feel like this is all my fault, why don't you stay at my place for a bit? It's plenty big. I have a few spare rooms, and I'm happy to feed and clothe you until you get back on your feet. Yeah? Okay, sounds great. Sorry about that. Just kind of a bad neighborhood, and I don't want someone opening the door. Excuse me. Yeah, this is the place. Yeah, I got a really nice deal on it. 3-bedroom, 3 full bath, big kitchen, and it even has a basement. You can just set your stuff right there and I'll cook us up something to eat. Don't expect anything too fancy, but I'll make something work. Here, you can sit at the dining room table and watch me cook. I hope you like steak. And here you go. Medium rare, just how you like it. And a nice glass of Merlot. Hey, it's even your favorite brand. Oh, you had mentioned those things once during work. Silly. It's the best way to make steak anyway, and you can't go wrong with a nice Merlot. We had plenty of non-work-related conversations. Do you not remember? Silly boy. It's okay. You've been through a lot. I'm sure your brain is just exhausted from being on the streets and having to survive. I mean, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast. How does it taste? Good? Ugh, I am so happy. I'm sure that tastes a lot better than anything else you've eaten recently. You know, this is nice. I know it's not the most conventional first date and all, but, well, it's ours. Who else can really say they've had an experience like this one? Oh, did I say date? I meant first dinner. I must be tired after a long day at work. Ugh. Speaking of dating, are you seeing anyone right now? I don't think it's a silly question. Maybe you met someone in the last few weeks? Wow. Your girlfriend of 6 months left you after you lost everything? I'm sorry, but what a bitch. Is stand by your man just not a concept anymore? I would never leave you. I mean, someone who just lost their job. In fact, I think it'd be kind of nice to have someone around the house. A little house husband. Make you wear an apron and nothing else. Sorry, that's inappropriate. Although, I guess you can't report me to HR now, can you? Ah, yes, sorry. Too soon? Oh, bathroom. Yeah, it's just down the hall. First door on the right. Don't go into my office, though. It is a bit of a mess, and I would just die if you saw how much of a gremlin I am in my workspace. I told you not to go into my office. Just gonna feel a little prick. There we go, baby. Shh, 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 shh. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Yes, good boy. Nice and easy. Yes, just go to sleep. Just go to sleep. It's okay. It's, everything's gonna be just fine. Hey there, sleepyhead. Glad you're finally awake now. I'm sorry to get rough on you, but you got nosy. And I specifically told you not to go into my office. Yes, I know you probably have a few questions. That office really was a mess, wasn't it? At first, I tried to keep all the pictures of you on my wall framed, but every time, there was just too much to keep up with. You're my favorite special interest, darling. I was going to wait to show you your new room after, like, you know, a few days of you staying with me, but looks like you wanted to speed things up. Oh, gosh. You just look so cute, all naked and vulnerable. Do you like your new collar? I even got a tag printed. It says pet, if you haven't noticed. Now, calm down. I wouldn't want to have to report you to HR again for being a naughty boy. Oh, yeah, that was me. I made those reports. Although they weren't false. I mean, you were the office whore, weren't you? Hugging women left and right, having lunch with that stupid cunt who barely knows how to use a fax machine, and don't even get me started on the fact that you were fucking the receptionist. Yeah, I know all about that. You two were not subtle. Every time I saw you quietly flirting with that fucking whore, I had to do everything in my power not to strangle her. But I knew it wasn't right for me to take out your bad behavior on her, so I did what I had to do and removed you two from each other. Good thing I did, huh? She dumped your ass shortly after you got fired. Definitely a relationship of convenience, it seems. She's already sleeping with one of the sales guys now. Whore. Oh, baby. Why are you crying? She was a dumb slut and honestly, just an obstacle in the way of our love. I ruined your life? Oh, come on. Aren't we being a little dramatic here? I gave you your life. I'm the one that hired you. Got you promoted and fast-tracked to a higher paid position. It's only right that I be the one to take it away once you stopped appreciating me. Shh. I don't want to see you cry, baby. You should be happy. I did all of this for us. You have nothing to be worried about. I always take care of you. Don't I? I always gave you extra shifts, approved all your paid time off, even gave you a bigger raise than anyone else last time we had a performance review. But you didn't take any of that as a sign that I was the one you should have been giving all of your attention to. And hey, who's the one who saved you from freezing on the streets? Yeah, that's right. Me. Look, I'll level with you. I wasn't joking when I said I wanted a house husband. I decided the day I hired you that whatever happened between us, or wherever our lives ended up, I would be happy as long as it was with you. And now, we're here, together, and there's nothing stopping us from being happy except how you decide to behave here. Get away with it. What's there to get away with, darling? What do you expect to do? You have no job, no house. Your bank account is empty, which I confirmed earlier today. It was easy when I had your social security number, a copy of your ID, and everything else you gave me when I hired you. You need me. Oh, you think you can get a new job? What makes you think you haven't already been blacklisted from every business in our field? I knew you'd probably try to find another one, but I had to do my due diligence and let everyone know what a bad boy you were at work, and now your resume is worthless. Straight into the trash bin. But if you're really determined, I'm happy to let you go and provide a good recommendation for, what, McDonald's? Yeah, I can see that look on your face. It's all hitting you now, isn't it? The only smart choice left is me. Be my boyfriend, my future fiancé, my future husband, my pet, my slave, to, well, so, what's it going to be? What was that? I didn't quite catch that. You'll be my what now? Of course. I'd love to be your girlfriend, baby. Oh my gosh. Come here and give me a kiss. Good boy. No. Was that so hard? Now that we've gotten all that out of the way, what do you say we have a little fun? Huh? Yeah? Okay, I'm gonna open your cage now, and I want you to be good, or I'll have to hurt you again. I know neither of us want that. Oh? You're sure? You're not going to fight me if I remove your chain? Okay, I'll trust you. Do not make me regret it, though. Nothing. Huh? Wow. You really learn quickly, don't you? All right. Go stand against the wall. Hands up. Not that I don't trust you, but to be honest, the bondage makes it hotter for me. And apparently for you too. God, look at that. Oh, you're hard as fuck. Oh, don't look so defeated, baby. It's only gonna make me wetter. I love how helpless you look. You need me, don't you? You need me in every way possible, don't you? Money, love, shelter, and of course, sex. Oh yeah, there's my good boy. And I do mean good boy. You're learning your place so quickly. I think I'm gonna reward you with some of the best head you've ever had and will ever have for that matter. Mm-hmm. Yum. Could that receptionist slut do this? I didn't think so. You want to come? Well, since you've been so good, how about in my pussy? Does that sound good? Good boy. I'm going to slam you right against the wall with this ass. Now give me that cock. You're such a good fucking boy. Yeah. You're really enjoying this, aren't you? Yes. Keep thrusting into me. Fuck me. Harder. Please. I want to feel every inch of you. Yeah, yes, yes. Harder. I'll stir. Good. Oh, good fucking boy. I'm getting close. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Kill it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't stop. Right there. Yes, baby. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. 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 Don't stop. Keep going. Yes. Empty your load into my pussy. Will you make me come? Yes, 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 yes. Fuck. Yes, yes, yes. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna go again. I'm gonna go again. Good boy. That was perfect. God, you really are the best. Okay, baby. Now be a good boy and go back to your cage. You're not quite trained enough for upper house privileges, but I've done everything I can to make this your home. There's a bathroom, mini fridge, oh, and a little TV with a PS5, a Switch if you want a game in bed, and a handful of books that I got off your Goodreads account. Yes, I definitely do watch that TV show, you. Not gonna lie, Joe is definitely an inspiration. Anyway, if there's anything you need from me, just use that little intercom on the wall. It will ping my cell phone, and I'll come down and take care of you. Are you all set, my darling? Oh, are you not as much in the talking mood now? It's okay, baby. You've got a lot to process. You just sit there on your bed as long as you need. After all, we have forever, don't we, darling?